here's a story from The World.
Cute animal alert. Let me introduce you to a mammal called the Somali Sengi. It's tiny, like a mouse, and has a long, trunk-like nose, sort of like an aardvark. For 50 years, a sighting of this Sengi has not been recorded by scientists until now. Stephen Heritage is the lead author of a paper documenting the sighting of the Somali Sengi in Djibouti. Stephen's with the Duke University Lemur Center. So I'm looking at a picture of a Somali Sengi. It kind of looks like a mouse, but apparently they're actually more closely related to elephants. I do see a nose that could be long enough to be called the trunk. So what exactly is this thing, Stephen, and what do we know about their habits?
They're unique in a lot of ways. They've got this long, extended, flexible nose that they use to sort of pick through leaf litter on the ground. They've got enormous hind limbs, so they're highly adapted for running. In fact, some species of sengis can run up to 30 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
They've also got this great and fascinating monogamous mating system where a male-female pair will bond for life and share a relatively small home range that's doesn't overlap with other pairs. In fact, our collaborator and co-author on the paper, Galen Rathbun, who died about 3 months after we returned from that expedition, he once likened sengis to miniature monogamous anteater gazelles.
So the Somali sengi, this particular species of sengi, had been lost to science for 50 years. What does it actually mean?
Right. So there had been no data since the early 1970s. Sometimes when we have an animal that's lost to science, that's a really bad sign, right? It could be very rare or on the verge of extinction. But it turns out for the Somali Sengi, the lack of data had more to do with the lack of focused research in the region. We put together a team of Sengi specialists from the United States and of Djiboutian field ecologists. With that team, we had good success of recovering Sengis in general, and the Somali Sengi in particular.
Yeah, talk about that, because while scientists had not documented sightings of the Somali Sengi, locals had seen it. So how did you work with local scientists and pick up on the local knowledge to find this Somali Sengi?
That's a very important aspect of the research, I think. We had heard in the scientific community, and there had been some mentions that there could be Sengis living in Djibouti, but nobody had ever formally documented any species from there. But then when we contacted our collaborator at Association Djibouti Nature, his name is Hussein Raleigh, who has a specialty in Djiboutian bird wildlife, he said, oh yeah, in the field I've seen these animals many times, and for sure we can try to figure out where they are. They're probably here. Mm. So when we would go to these field sites, we would often interview locals with a photo set of rodents and gerbils. And, you know, they'd say, oh, yeah, that animal is over there in those rocks, and this mouse animal is over here in this more flat area. And so incorporating that local knowledge was invaluable in the documentation of Sengis. And then, of course, once we got it, we realized that it was the species that nobody had documented in so many decades.
So once you had an idea of where the Sengis might be, how do you go about setting a trap for them to observe? I mean, how do you lure a Somali Sengi?
Galen had spent decades with his little method of baiting them with a dry mixture of peanut butter and oatmeal and Marmite. So this super smelly concoction of bait. You can imagine if you're a small mammal that lives in essentially a desert, rocky environment, you've never smelled anything like that before. And so, you know, you're going to go check that out and see what's going on.
Stephen, why is it important to science to find this little critter? Why was it important to you?
What's important about generating new knowledge about this species and of species that are rare or are lost in general is to keep the data updated to the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species, which is our sort of measuring stick or barometer of the health of the biodiversity on our planet. And only with modern and up-to-date knowledge can we make these kinds of assessments about species being threatened or least concerned or, you know, in this case, it was data deficient.
Listeners, I can hear you right now. Yes, we do have a photo for you of the Somali Sengi, the mouse-sized relative of the elephant. Just head over to theworld.org and prepare to go aww. Stephen Heritage is a research scientist at Duke University's Lemur Center. He's the lead author of a paper documenting the sighting of the Somali Sengi in Djibouti. Thank you very much for being with us, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
from PRX.